2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Oh, wake up. Hey, welcome back to Hoops HD Championship Week Video Notebook, day number three. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. It is some odd, ungodly hour in the morning. John Sleek below us, David Griggs over there, coming to us live from the Puppet Bunker.
Yeah, still locked in here. I don't know what time it is. They took all the clocks out.
This is our Video Notebook show where we've got a lot to cover here and a very exciting day in conference tournament play. We've got some regular season notes to get to as well. Where the hell do we want to start?
I guess we'll start with the regular season stuff.
Puppet Bunker.
Or will we? Regular
season stuff. Okay. A few notes on the regular season games. Ohio State, a nice win over home win over Illinois. Feels like it was about 5 years ago tonight, but it did happen tonight. Couple games of note in the Pac-12. Two upsets in the Pac-12, I guess. Let's get those standings up here real quick. Stanford goes down to Oregon State. Arizona State loses home game against Washington. How does that affect both those teams going forward?
Not good for either one, but definitely not good for Stanford. They were on the bubble as it was, and I mean, this sinks them even further. Arizona State, I still think that they're safe, but they've lost three in a row. Tonight definitely was one they should have had.
But it's also worth noting that Oregon State has now swept Stanford in the regular season.
Yep, they have. So, the Pac-12, quite the logjam here.
Two 12-5 teams, four 10-7 teams, and Stanford.
quite a bit of gridlock in that bracket. It's been a fun season. It's going to be a hell of a conference tournament too.
Two other games I want to very briefly mention: Houston, an upset. Upset loser at UConn. Memphis knocks off Wichita State. The American could be down to a one-bid league now at this point.
Yeah, it really has eaten itself. And, I mean, there's a lot of good teams in this conference, or a lot of decent teams, I should say, but none have really established themselves. I think several put themselves in a position to get inside the bubble if they establish themselves in the conference. But the problem is no one really did.
But I think on a side note, Lee Delvecchio had the line of the night in the email thread, because coming into tonight, UConn did not have a single quad one victory. After tonight, they have three.
Yeah. So good night for UConn.
UConn. Is UConn suddenly an outside contender for that large bid? I don't think so. But
I don't either. But like our good friend Lee was pushing for them, at least over text messages. Yeah. Saying he did not think they deserved it, but he was going to argue for it anyway.
Because they beat Tulsa and they lost a home game to St. Joe's, and it ain't gonna happen. But let's move right along to conference tournaments, and we're gonna start in the Mountain West tonight, because we had some of the best games of the day in this conference. I know a couple other conferences were, at least one of the conferences into the semifinals, but right before we came on the air, let's start at the bottom there. Heading into this season in the Mountain West, an 11 seed had never won a game in the conference tournament in the history of the Mountain West.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it hasn't been in this format for much of its existence.
Never won a game.
But never won a game. But
last night, Wyoming knocked off Colorado State, and tonight, just before it came on, after only winning two gate conference games all season, Wyoming's already equaled that total of the conference tournament, as they just pulled a huge upset over Nevada.
I think to be fair to the Mountain West, San Jose State has usually been that 11 seed.
Yeah, true. But yeah, and they're kind of riding high. They're feeling pretty good right now and playing pretty confident. And the team they'll be facing, San Jose or Utah State, didn't really look all that good in this game. In fact, they had to come from behind to win it. It looked like New Mexico was in control for much of that one. But you know, all these games were fun. The San Diego State Air Force game, Air Force led for much of the game. San Diego State didn't get control and sort of blow it open till the end.
But if you're looking for the real difference in the Nevada-Wyoming game, the Cowboys held Nevada to only, I think, one field goal in the final 10 minutes of the game, and that was a three in the final minute where Nevada cut it to one. But after a pair of Wyoming free throws, they were unable to hit the game-tying three.
And David, as John and I said last night, you did not agree with us, but you were dead wrong. Of course, Boise State did take out UNLV. Now, it kind of helped
them. No.
Vegas' best player was going to miss the game. Mitchell Long was out. But our semifinals are set. San Diego State versus Boise State and Utah State versus Wyoming.
And you know what? Strangely, I'm looking forward to both of these. Well, largely after the game, the way the games went today, tomorrow hopefully a fun day too. Now, watch them both be about 30-point drubbings.
Now, last night I mentioned I sent an email off to the ConExpo Con AGG 2020, the convention there, and in Las Vegas next week that had pushed this conference tournament back a week. And all I wanted to know from them was, I can pull it up here, who was going to win this event? I thought that was a fair question to ask. They could have probably told us what was going to happen with Wyoming, couldn't they have?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, they're the ConExpo Con AGG. This is what they do at their trade shows and whatnot.
Well, they didn't ever respond to David. And you know what? Here it is, the ConExpo Con AGG 2020. This is their website, and I think we need to do something about this.
I think we should go ahead and register.
I think we need to contact them.
Oh, okay.
I just hit the contact us button. What happens here?
Oh, okay. Let's see.
We can call them.
We can call them.
Should we call them?
Yeah, let's call them. Can we call them?
Well, I got a phone here. Should we call them?
Okay. Yeah, let's give them a call. Okay. Let's ask them about what they thought. First of all, like what they think of Wyoming, and then if they think that they have a chance to do the impossible and keep winning.
Okay. Is it calling? Is it ringing?
They're calling the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Show Management Office. We are currently closed. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8:00 a.m. to 4:00 p.m. Central Time. If you would like to leave a message during business hours, please press 1. Thank you for calling AEM Show Management Office. Please leave a detailed message including your name, company, and telephone number, and a representative will return your call shortly. You may start your message now. Press 0 to return to the attendant.
Hi, this is Chad Sherwood and...
David Greggs, we're calling from the Hoops HD report. The video notebook.
Championship League video notebook. Yeah, we're trying to find out why you never respond to our email about who was going to win the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah.
Right?
We would like to know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're swamped with emails about the Mountain West tournament and just didn't have time to get to
message
it.
Message complete.
What the?
But, Chad, you didn't even leave a phone number for them to call back.
Well, they know how to get in touch.
Send your message and continue recording. 8 to make your message urgent. 9.
Urgent. Urgent.
Yeah, urgent. Make it urgent.
All right. We will let you know. They should hopefully call me back sometime tomorrow. I will let you know what they say. Okay, David?
Okay, good.
All right. Okay. We took care of that. Now let's get back to the games. Semifinals tomorrow in the Mountain West, San Diego State, Boise, Utah State, Wyoming. The big question, can the magic of the Wyoming Cowboys continue for another day?
Judging from what we've seen today, yes, but probably not. And you got to give Utah State credit. They were down big, seemed to be coming unglued, weren't playing well, and managed to regather themselves and basically save their season. Had they lost this, they would not have gotten in. So, can Wyoming win? Yeah, but I kind of think Utah State finally kind of has it together.
Now, from Utah State's standpoint here, if you want something to help your resume a little bit, it doesn't help your resume beating Wyoming. It would have been better if you played Nevada, beat them if you're going to lose to San Diego State in the next round. But I'm going with a Boise State upset. I'm going Boise State, Utah State in this championship.
Yeah, it is possible.
It's going to happen. I consider it to be anything. Let's go back to the conference that was in the semifinal round today. A pair of real fun games, especially the bottom one there. Liberty with an ugly win, the way they play over Stetson. Lipscomb with the upset win at North Florida to set up a Liberty-Lipscomb rematch of the championship game on Sunday.
Yeah, and this was an exciting game. It seesawed back and forth. Lipscomb, it took them a while to get rolling, but they're rolling now. And you might recall, last game of the season, Lipscomb beat Liberty. So while that was at Lipscomb, and this game is going to be at Liberty, the way Lipscomb has played these last few weeks, it's not a gimme. All year long we talked about how we had a tournament caliber team or a bubble caliber team and a bunch of sub 200 teams These two are closer than that.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew Fleming was the last second shot to get the win there for Lipscomb for the Bisons to put them in that championship game. Again, it's not till Sunday, a couple days off here, but John, do you think that the Bison could pull off one more upset?
I don't know if I would necessarily call it an upset given how up and down Liberty has been, but
oh, it's definitely an upset.
I do think Lipscomb is going to win, and I think Liberty will be the first team to clinch an NIT bid for the 2020 season.
Ooh, okay. All right. It was quarterfinal round day in the Big South, and this conference was really not that exciting today at all.
No, Charleston Southern made Radford sweat a little bit, but Radford got control in the final 10 minutes, I think, of the game.
The half of the game was over about 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah. Winthrop Upstate was over right when the game tipped. And
Asheville was close for a while, but that was the closest. But this was really a kind of a
– Yeah. But I think we kind of thought this needed to get past the quarters before it really got interesting anyway, and it kind of is. The chalk has basically held other than Longwood, and here we go in the semis.
Well, I thought Hampton was a better team than Longwood to begin with anyhow.
I think we all
thought. And David, what about these semifinals tomorrow? Radford, Hampton, Winthrop, Gardner-Webb?
I like Radford at home. I know that they kind of struggled a little bit today, but now that they've sort of gone through the process of playing a game and have the momentum going, I think they win that one. The other one, a little bit of a toss-up. Winthrop has certainly looked the best or shown the highest ceiling, but they've also shown, especially late in the year, not always playing up to it. I kind of like Gardner-Webb in this one.
Really, John? You with David? The Gardner-Webb upset to end what we really like this Winthrop team for a while this season. That'll be the end of them.
I'm going with an upset, but I'm actually going to do it on the other side of the bracket.
Oh, I'm not.
I think Hampton is actually going to knock out Radford, and we'll probably see the Fighting Kelseys of Winthrop advance to the title game, and
which they would host
after Rock Hill.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to agree with both of you. I'm going to agree with David that Radford's going to win and John that Winthrop's going to win. I'm taking the top two teams here in the final.
All right, so we're all in agreement.
Let's go over to the Horizon League, where we had this weird little middle round. I guess it was technically a quarterfinal round game today. Oakland went to Green Bay, and Green Bay kind of controlled that game most of the way.
Yeah.
USC-Youngstown was a good game, though, that USC was able to finally put them away at the very end.
And there was one weird quirk tonight, because they had some kind of an academic event at Illinois-Chicago. Loyola Chicago actually hosted the game tonight, even though they have not been in the Horizon for a few years now.
Yeah, they were in the Gentile Center there and not in in UIC's the UIC Pavilion for that game. But
wow,
yeah, David, your thoughts on those games?
Kind of impressed with Green Bay. I mean, I know we thought that they would win, but they certainly have a lot of momentum going in to Indianapolis next week. And it's just, I don't know. The chalk is held. I think this is what we were kind of expecting. Wright State and NKU should advance, but we've also seen that they have Achilles heels and that they are beatable. And that Illinois-Chicago is pretty schizophrenic. They can look really good or really terrible depending on the day.
Yeah, now a few days off in this tournament, so we're not going to be talking about the Horizon League again until Sunday night when we preview Monday's games. But
and what's interesting about this, Oakland and Youngstown, the two losers, are going to play again, and the winner of that game will get the loser of the loser.
Wrong tournament. There probably is somewhere down here some brackets for that, yeah.
Yeah. really bizarre format the Horizon League has.
Yeah, all these reseeding and everything. But let's go to another conference that was as you see here, these were actually two more games on campus sites that we saw the campus site teams win in these two. But we finally hit a couple of upsets, and probably the biggest upset set other than the Wyoming game, I guess, before the Wyoming game at least, was what happened in the Patriot League earlier tonight. John Bucknell goes to American after squeezing out a win over Holy Cross and not looking that good. They then upset the two seed tonight.
Well, by historical standards, Bucknell winning would not be an upset. Now, granted, this has been a different year for the Bison here, so have to give them credit for pulling off the win at American, and Lafayette and Fran O'Hanlon also doing typical Lafayette things, getting at least one win in the conference tournament, knocking out Army.
Yeah, Army kind of no-showed this game here. They made a little bit of a run late, but this game was not that close. David, towards the end of the season, Lehigh was in Colgate, and before the game, start of the game, during warm-ups, the backboard was shattered, and it was about an hour and a half delay. Tonight, there was a half-hour delay because the rim was out. It was broken in the building.
So that game got underway late, and it was probably the least interesting. The other three games, although none of them came down to the final second or the last possession, all really close, really did come down to the final minute.
Yeah, well, especially that BU-Navy game was a fun game as well. BU picking up the win.
Right, but Bucknell kind of steamrolling. I know you said correctly, Chad, that they struggled against Holy Cross the other night, but if you look at what they've done in the last couple weeks, it wouldn't shock me at all if they went to the roof and won.
That is the game. They'll be coming up again on Sunday, so again, a couple days off here. Lafayette will be in Colgate. Bucknell will be at BU. We could end up with a fairly typical Colgate-Bucknell championship game here, although the 7 next to Bucknell is normally a 2 or a 1, so that's a big difference. It was opening round day in – oh, wait. No, it was second round game. See, let's go here first, the Ohio Valley
quarterfinal day.
Quarterfinal day in the OVC. And after I tried to talk of Tennessee State and David tried to talk of Eastern Illinois, neither one bothered showing up today, and EKU and Austin Peay kind of cruised to the next
round. Eastern Illinois was down by 20-something at the half, and they totally outplayed them in the second half, and that's really all that matters.
Oh, okay. They outplayed them by 10 after losing the first half by 20. So this sets up, John, a pair of semifinals, the top 4 seeds. I actually predicted chalk of this tournament, didn't I, at the start? I think it's held so far. So, John, Belmont EKU, Murray Austin Peay tomorrow. Do you see an upset in either of these games?
I'm not seeing an upset as far as Belmont and Eastern Kentucky go. And then if you're looking at Murray State and Austin Peay, it's going to be kind of a coin flip, but I'll go with the star power for Austin Peay to end up matching up with Belmont for the title game.
I like that pick. Yeah, I do. I like the way this Austin Peay team's playing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Murray and Austin Peay were the two best teams in the league for quite a while this season until Belmont put a late run together. So,
right. Belmont EKU, if you're a X's and O's kind of basketball fan, two very contrasting styles here. EKU loves to run the court. Belmont more of a slow it down, shooting, execution type of team. So it's always kind of fun to watch these teams play, which they do twice a year for the most part. So.
Well, now they're going to play one more time.
And now they're going to play again.
It was opening round day in the Missouri Valley Conference. Drake got by Illinois State, and then Evansville had the shot to finally win a Valley Conference Valley game.
They did. But
came up a little bit short.
Yes, my pick to win the tournament, to win Arch Madness,
did not even make it to the quarterfinals.
Is out. I can't help but think I could have done better.
You couldn't have been picking the 10 seed.
I'm questioning what I could have done differently.
Didn't win a single conference game all season. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, we've got quarterfinal round day tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a big rivalry game between Northern Iowa and Drake. We then have Bradley, Southern Illinois.
That's another rivalry game.
Another rivalry game there. We have
Holy crap! Is that all the? No, it's not Indiana. I was like, is that all the travel partners? Wow.
Indiana State, Missouri State ends the day.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad pointed out the other night I had been high on the trees, and I do think they have a decent shot of winning one, maybe two games. But if I am looking for a potential noisemaker, watch out for Southern Illinois on the top half of the bracket here. I think Northern Iowa is still ultimately going to win the tournament, but the Salukis have shown they've been able to knock off the Panthers. But first, you got to get by Bradley.
Bradley won this tournament last year out of a lower seed, David.
Yeah. What a day we got tomorrow. Yeah, at least as far as rivalries go, Drake, Northern Iowa, like you said, Bradley, Southern Illinois, two of the Illinois schools, the two Chicago-ish schools, Valpo in Northern Indiana, pretty much in Chicago, and then the trees. But, Valpo not in that, who is their travel partner? Is it Illinois? I don't know. Evansville.
Evansville. Yeah. Evansville. Yeah. Well, on that note, let's we got one more conference that played today. Let's go take a look way down there at the end. I think I see it. There is the West Coast Conference Tournament. We had first round games. Loyola Marymount beat up on San Diego. Santa Clara pummeled Portland. It was a game we said we weren't going to, we didn't care much about these games, and the games weren't worth watching.
They really weren't. Santa Clara Pepperdine might be kind of fun tomorrow. I think Santa Clara wins that one. The other question I have, Chad, do you think BYU and Gonzaga have even arrived yet? Like,
no. Why would they?
The tournament's been going on for 3 days before they even get there in this extended
4 days. You got Sunday off. Yeah.
Yeah. They got Sunday.
I still think the real question is going to be, can Santa Clara win more games than Gonzaga will need to win to take the WCC crown, or BYU for that matter?
Yep. So Santa Clara, Pepperdine, I do agree with you, Dave. I think that could be a good game. I don't know. I think San Francisco is going to roll Loyola Marymount tomorrow.
Yeah, probably so.
And then at least on Saturday we'll get a name brand team here in St. Mary's getting involved in the tournament before.
Yeah. ESPN keeping us even – up even later on Saturday night with
And by the way, we have daylight savings time that night, so we're I think we would do the show early, actually.
Yeah.
but that was it for today's action. There is one other conference, that only one new conference kicking off tomorrow. It is opening round day in the SoCon, a tournament that is going to be absolutely fascinating, especially when we get to the quarters and the semis.
Not so much tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have Samford VMI and Wofford Citadel. Citadel did not win a single conference game all season. You picked Evansville. You want to pick Citadel to win this event?
No.
Okay.
Not against Wofford.
But I am liking this VMI team. No.
VMI, Samford, Wofford Citadel. Samford coached by, are you stepping to me, Scott Padgett. Any thoughts on any of these two games tomorrow, first of all?
I don't think Samford or Wofford have too much trouble. I think they both win rather easily. And that creates this 2-7 game, perhaps the biggest rivalry in the conference, and a Wofford team that has played well at times, although they kind of fell apart down the stretch, a large string of losses. But that Furman, I know we're not there yet, but how about that Furman Wofford quarterfinal game?
That is, I think that's going to be a great quarterfinal. Wofford did not pick up any wins, but they had so many close games down the stretch.
And it's just one of those things. It wouldn't shock me if Furman won the tournament, and wouldn't shock me if Wofford beat them. So
here's the question I want to throw to both of you. Who does win this tournament?
I think East Tennessee State is ultimately going to win the tournament, but they're going to have a headache in their semifinal game, because keep in mind, Mercer beat East Tennessee State by double digits, and Western Carolina also had the Buccaneers on the ropes before ETSU needed a late comeback at home to beat the Catamounts. So it'll be a tightrope to walk for sure, and that's not a loss that really they can afford to take if they need to get the at-large bid.
I'm going to go with Furman, Chad. I think if they get by Wofford, I know they have a really tough road because they got the rivalry game with Wofford, and then potentially, likely, another really tough and what should be a great semifinal game against Greensboro. But I just have a feeling about this Furman team.
I'm with you. My pick to win this conference is Furman. I would not be surprised if ETSU got knocked off in the semifinals also. Maybe by a Mercer, which means that I think we have a real good chance that we're looking at a two-bit SoCon. I think East Tennessee State.
Mercer is really bad. If it's Western Carolina, maybe.
Mercer's been playing a lot better, too. But I think East TSU could survive a loss. Yes, it'd be better if that loss is in the finals, but I think they can even survive a semifinal loss. So.
Okay.
That, however, completes all of our previews for tomorrow's games. So, David, we want to go to our new feature now, our great moments in Hoops HD Championship League Video Notebook history. And I believe it was you were the one who was going to pick the moment.
Yes. Now, Chad, you did something last night that was absolutely ridiculous.
It was awesome. It was incredible.
You picked a memory from 2 days ago, which was us looking at a memory. I don't really understand what you were doing there. That was actually going to be my last pick, but you stole it. But anyway, I want to go back. You may recall this. 2015, turning back the clock. And you might remember that was an incredible year. You know, Kentucky was undefeated in the Final Four. Wisconsin knocked them off. Just the whole NCAA tournament, a lot of good stuff during championship week. And here is one of those great championship week moments. Still an under-the-radar conference. I believe this was the Big West tournament.
Okay, and yeah. but this was on our show?
Yeah, this was on the show.
Okay.
Big West tournament. So let's go back and look at this. Just try and enjoy this here. Very clutch.
I mean, it's good to see good fundamentals like the picket fence being run in the Big West.
You know, I remember that game. That was you know, right during our show. We were watching that live on the air.
Yeah,
that was a great event there. That was, I think, that was like the first round game of the Big West tournament.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was one of the.
Look at the crowd that they had. That big.
Yeah, event. I mean, it was, that was something.
I don't know how they talked Butler into hosting a Big West tournament game, but I have to give them credit. They really showed up for that one.
Survival board time.
Okay.
Heading into the day today, there were 307 teams left that had a chance to win the to make it to the NCAA tournament and win it in theory as well. Let's stop by see what happened as of today. Then we'll talk a little bit more about what this means. But as a result of all today's games, we have 284 teams left. We are
Brian
under
Block 300. Has been busy today.
We are healthily under 300 now. A lot of teams came off. So let's take a look at though, David. What is the point of this survival board up there?
Well, it's to assist / instruct the selection committee. They don't really know what to do all the time. They haven't really seen the teams. This tells them who they should be selecting, who they should be considering, and then who they don't really need to worry about unless they win the contest.
Okay, so Dave, let's say that they're in the room and they wonder, should we be considering Villanova for an at-large bid?
Yes, and then so they would come down and find the conference Villanova's in, and you see their Big East, and they're like, oh yes, like we should select Villanova because they're in bold. Yes, yeah. So they know to select Villanova.
Now let's say they were something. Well, you know what? I kind of think that Southern Utah should be on the at-large bid. You know.
Maybe. Oh well, I mean, Chad, and it's thoughts like that that explain the importance of this board because you know, let's say a committee member did think that. Now we scroll down there to the Big Sky or Southern Utah, and you see, you know, that shouldn't happen. They're not in italics or bold. So I mean, it thwarts off. Among other things like that happening, Southern Utah being selected.
Thanks to tonight, we don't have to worry about a team like Nevada either. So we've taken them off the survival board for your convenience.
Yep, if you scroll down here to Nevada, except I can't because everything's frozen up. So, but if we could, then you would see that they're no longer there either. I think we're still recording, though, at least.
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, though, since I can't see anything, I'm going to leave this up for a little bit here until the screen unfreezes. But let's go to any final thoughts, John.
Oh, keep in mind about this time last year, Belmont did have an injury issue during the Ohio Valley Conference tournament where Nick Mazinski went down during that semifinal game and ended up missing the championship game against Murray State. But as of right now, to my understanding, Belmont should be completely healthy and. Unlike last year, they are going to need to win the whole thing just to get their meal ticket.
Absolutely. David?
Yeah, you know, kind of staying in the Ohio Valley, we didn't touch on this last night, but you've probably heard by now, storms sort of ripped through that geographic area, particularly Nashville. Fortunately, no one from Belmont or Tennessee State, like on campus, was affected. There was some damage, but there was a little bit of concern. Would they even be able to make it to the conference tournament? But, you know, both teams are there. Tennessee Tech, not in the tournament at all, but apparently they reported no real serious issues either. So glad that they're there, glad that they're healthy, and we wish them, well, both luck, but certainly we're just glad that it didn't disrupt their – Hey, Chad, you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
We're still recording. We might still be recording for all I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, Stalica basically signed off on it. I don't know if you could hear it or not, but, like
– we did a sign off, and then
– hold on a second. I think we're still –